Stephanie Weeder wants to stay in rural Alaska to practice medicine.
I have no question that I'm going to practice in Alaska.
Weeder is Koyukon Athabascan and a Huzliya tribal member. She grew up in the small rural communities of interior Alaska, including Galena and Tanana. Weeder graduated from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, earning a master's there. She worked for years as a teacher, then she changed course. Now Weeder is a student at the University of Washington, part of a regional medical program known as WAMI. She is the only Alaska Native student in her year's class. Weeder turned down cheaper schools because she wanted to stay closer to home.
I did have multiple acceptances, but for someone from a really small community like me, it was a pretty intimidating thought to go out of state for medical school.
WAMI reduces her tuition at the University of Washington and lets her complete much of the training in Alaska. But that program is on hold now, as lawmakers try to muster enough votes to reverse Governor Dunleavy's vetoes. Those include a $134 million cut to the University of Alaska. If the vetoes stay, Weeder could face higher tuition.
I mean, the thought that my tuition this coming year could be close to $70,000 is pretty mind-blowing when I could have went to university where it was under $27,000. So you get someone like me who comes from a really small community. I don't come from a family of money. The figures are crazy to even think about how much debt I could potentially take on.
And that's not all. The vetoes could cripple the education system that Weeder and her mother used and counted on to educate the next generation. Weeder's daughter completed high school this year. Weeder says her daughter could have graduated a year early, but chose to stay so she could qualify for the Alaska Performance Scholarship, which is now also on hold because of the governor's vetoes.
She has two concerns. One is that she doesn't have the funding anymore, but the other is also the university budget cuts, because who knows if they have to pare down the university, who knows what programs are going to have left to offer, and is it going to be a program that she wants to pursue?
Weeder says she will return to rural Alaska to practice medicine. It's her home. But she worries that Dunleavy's cuts will cripple the medical labor pipeline and make it harder for rural Alaskans and Alaska Natives to get the health care they need. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.